If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Steve Dale back with you on WGN. It's 109. The show is called Brokeback Mountain. It's at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater Company. And they are celebrating 40 years, actually. They are at Navy Pier. One of the many, many, many highlights of Navy Pier, the Senior Director of Programming and Production, Dylan Henke, is here on WGN celebrating 10 years, another anniversary of the Navy Pier Ferris Wheel. Is that, I think that's what it's called.
It's the Centennial Wheel, which honored our other anniversary of 100 years in 2016.
Oh, hold on. Now I'm very confused. So is it 10 years old or is it 100 years old?
It is 10 years old, but it was called the Centennial Wheel to celebrate our 100th year anniversary in 2016.
And in fact, wasn't the Ferris Wheel first developed in Chicago?
Yeah, it debuted at the Chicago World's Fair.
Right, right. Oh, so this is totally all about Chicago. So let's talk about Navy Pier a little bit. I think that if you're a Chicagoan, you've heard of it. Hopefully you've actually gone there. There is more to do, I think, than ever before. Is that the case, Dylan?
Yes. This summer is our largest summer of peer-produced programming. So programs and events and concerts and activities almost every day of the week, and most of them are free. So, it's a huge summer for us, obviously celebrating the 10-year of our Centennial Wheel, but also America's 250th birthday. So, you're on to something with the anniversaries.
So Navy Pier was first opened in 1916 as a municipal pier. It was designed by architect Charles Summer Frost, kind of a famous dude, if you know architecture. It served as both a shipping facility and public recreation space along Lake Michigan. And today, this is the number one tourist attraction in Illinois. Since 1995, the numbers I have, more than 240 million guests. Is that all correct?
That feels right on. It's been a pretty amazing transformation over its lifespan. So.
Now, let's talk about July 4th. Fireworks from the pier?
Fireworks at Navy Pier. So this is our fourth year celebrating USA Today's best place to see fireworks in the country. And this show is no exception. It's our largest public show we've ever put on at the pier. So bigger, longer than our normal shows. It's going to be fantastic. 10 p.m.
All right. 10 p.m. So where can people, where you could see the fireworks? I assume you don't have to be on the pier. And if you are on the pier, what time should you get there? And if you're not seeing it from the pier, where are good spots to see it from?
Sure. We obviously encourage people to get down to the pier, but it will be busy. So we do encourage folks to get there early, probably early evening, just to secure a good spot for the show. And really anywhere on the pier, up in Pier Park, all along the South Dock. My personal favorite is to view it from the rhythm stage in the beer garden at the far east end of the pier.
Oh, this is just a secret between us, right?
Sure, yeah.
Okay,
right?
That sounds good.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
And you have a couple of other announcements, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. In addition to all of our free programming that's going on all summer, We're bringing back our Movies at the Pier series in July. That's a free movie series out at our Lake Stage in Polk Brothers Park. And then this week, this Thursday, actually, we are debuting our Summer Skate at Navy Pier, which is a retro roller rink experience that will be operating through Labor Day. So the ticket includes your skate rental. There's a free arcade included with that. Is some photo booths, some air hockey, and then just some retro tunes to groove to and skate around. And we'll be running it very similarly to our Pier Park attraction. So you grab a ticket and come down, and you can skate around for a bit. You can re-enter if you want to take a break and get a snack or something somewhere on the pier. So we're very, very excited about that. It's up in our the space formerly known as the Crystal Garden. So that space is recently renovated, and we installed everything last week. So we're just kind of putting on the final touches. But I'm looking forward to remembering how to skate, I guess. I'm not sure if it's like a bike, but I hope it is.
I hope so, too, for your sake. And actually, if I were to do it for my sake. But if you ever need anyone for comic relief, then you know the number to call. I'm happy to put on a pair of skates, and I can assure you people will laugh. I'm not sure what your insurance is like if I get hurt. Now, you have a website that has more information, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. NavyPier.org. It has our full summer calendar up there right now, so you can check out any of the programs or events that I just mentioned. But there's full detailed schedules on times, and also some information on how to get to the pier. Some great public transport options. But something else new this year is, you are able to pre-book your parking on our website as it's available, which is a cost savings. So you'll save some money planning a little bit in advance. And while you're up there, you can see what free programs you might want to check out, or a show at Chicago Shakespeare Theater, or a ride on the Sea Dog, any of our wonderful restaurants. There's no shortage of things to plan for while you're there.
Indeed. And in fact, we'll be talking to the two lead actors in Brokeback Mountain, the production currently at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater, in a little bit. A pleasure to talk to you, Dylan. Happy 4th of July, a couple of weeks early.
Thank you very much. Happy 4th of July to you as well. Thanks for all the great questions about the pier.
All right. I'm here for that. I'm here for that. Thank you so much, Dylan.